This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 891,000 people have now died globally from COVID-19. There are more than 27.2 million confirmed infections worldwide, with the United States leading at both deaths and infections. Hopes are fading for a coronavirus economic relief bill in the United States as the Congress returns to Washington. AP's Ed Donahue explains why.
Talks broke off last month. President Trump says the blame falls on the Democrats.
I know Pelosi. I know Schumer very well. They don't want to make a deal.
The president says a $3 trillion bill is too much. He says Democratic leadership has another motive.
They think that if the country does as badly as possible, even though a lot of people are being hurt, that's good for the Democrats.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's response?
We're not budging.
After talks broke off, Pelosi said Republicans have to move.
Why should there be a bill that has far less what the public needs? We have that responsibility.
President Trump says he is taking the high road.
I'm taking the high road by not seeing them.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
California's largest utility shut off power to 172,000 customers to guard against its power lines and other equipment sparking fire. Higher winds are forecast for the next 2 days, and fire danger is high throughout wildfire-ravaged California. Pacific Gas and Electric said the outages started at 9 p.m. Monday and affect 22 counties in central and northern California. The utility hopes to return power by Wednesday night. The move came at the end of a scorching Labor Day weekend that saw several major wildfires break out in different areas of California. Earlier Monday, the U.S. Forest Service closed national forests in the southern half of California. This is VOA News. The police department and the U.S. state of Kentucky that was involved in the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor will now be headed up by a black woman. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, has announced that a retired Metro police commander is returning to become the new interim chief as the city reels with more than 100 days of protests over the botched police raid that led to the fatal shooting of medical worker Breonna Taylor inside her apartment. Former Deputy Chief Yvette Gentry becomes the first woman to serve as chief and the third African-American to hold the post. Local media report Gentry retired in 2014. The former chief was fired, and his successor has announced he's retiring. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Two of Australia's leading foreign correspondents in China arrived in Sydney Tuesday morning after they were rushed home for their own safety. China correspondent for the Australian Broadcasting Corporation and the Australian Financial Review sought shelter in Australia's embassy in Beijing and consulate in Shanghai as diplomats negotiated with Chinese officials to allow them to leave the country. AFR said in a report the two journalists, ABC's Bill Birtles and AFR's Michael Smith, have been banned from leaving China until they answered questions about detained Australian citizen and television anchor Cheng Li. They flew out of China Monday night and arrived in Sydney Tuesday morning, following what public broadcaster the ABC called an extraordinary diplomatic standoff. Relations between Australia and China have soured this year in the wake of Canberra's calls for an independent international investigation into the source of the coronavirus pandemic. A Bolivian court on Monday rejected a legal appeal by former President Evo Morales, deeming him ineligible to run for a Senate position in an October election rerun of a voided vote late last year. Morales cannot be a Senate candidate for his Movement for Socialism party because he does not meet the residency requirements. The former president, now living in exile in Argentina, stepped down last year after a disputed election sparked widespread protests. The general elections are scheduled for October 18th. Poisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's condition has improved, allowing doctors to take him out of an induced coma. The German hospital treating him said Monday. Navalny, a fierce high-profile critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, was flown to Germany last month after falling ill on August 20th on a domestic flight in Russia. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.